Sangye yönde zami, üçü gün yönde zami, zami, çorla tecrübe namba mimaz. Namdaşın la cevabı. So indeed, I am very happy. Come here, visit here. It looks like real kind of Venice kind
of. Real solitude.
Wonderful. Then, in order to spend times in solitude area, not for relax, not for rest, but should be more work, mental level. So the solitude, actually not much sort of facility about seeing, hearing. So the mind then have more time to think, to analyze. So not only Buddhist tradition, but also all, I think, a major religious tradition, there is sort of tradition of remain solitude and examine oneself, things like that. So your program here, it looks very good, very good. I really appreciate the traditional.
The great Geshe, there's a mention of the word there. So His Holiness just was trying to figure out and and tease him.
So, Geshe Chenpo, Odedede, Ngama, Chöge Chenpo, Geshe Dresi Sing Chodang, Sda? Chöge Chenpo. Tade Geshe, Losan Janya, Ni Ni, Peji Tharam Geshe Chene. So, I appreciate you two. I think spend quite some time, and also they use your energy and to share the knowledge or experience you gain in our sort of the Nalanda type monastic institution in India, which we re-establish, like Sera Monastery or Debu Monastery, these Ganden Monastery in Tibet, almost I think around 600 years sort of history, and these big monastery produce last several centuries, I think several thousand scholars as well as good practitioner. And also these big monasteries also produce some rubbish monk also there. It is quite understandable. So basically, we re-establish these big monastic institution, not only Gilup, but also Sakya, Nyingma, Goju, and then Chonang, and also Pembo. So now these institution in India, you see, actually we really now get our 1,000-year-old our tradition. So these people study there. Tradition 그딘 줄 알지 알고 무슨 거 그걸 왜? 좋아. 어, 맞은 염도 좀 더 좋아다. 좋아야. 저는 저렇게 발려요. 수구. 지도 누르면 그 자리에 세랄리아 수구 퍼진 거대 좋아 So he came to India 59 and he already reached so the 퍼진 study
프레스타프입니다
And you joined 그저사 대기업들 87 joined our monastery. So I very much appreciate all your work, mainly share your knowledge, and then also share your own experience. Then actually, Australia, traditionally, not Buddhist country. Basically, I always say, maintain, it is better to keep one's own tradition. However, among millions of people, there are sort of people who one way have some interest about our inner spirituality, our inner peace. Yet, the existing sort of spiritual tradition not very sort of satisfied. Then naturally, you see, they find out different sort of spiritual tradition. So that's why in America, in Europe, now here Australia, traditionally non-Buddhist country, but at least there's some people now showing interest. And they found a lot of their sort of questions in their mind found some answer. So that's why they developed interest about Buddhism. So actually Buddhism, I usually telling people, Buddhism and also I think Jainism, and you see, start from human level, then become Buddha. So those theistic religion come from God, not to us. So there's different way of lead way. The Buddhist sort of system, because they start from ordinary level to Buddhahood, so we have to tackle our present emotions. So in order to tackle our present emotion, we should know the system of the mind or system of the emotion. There's no other way to tackle emotion through external means, only through sort of mental training. Therefore, Buddhism, particularly the Sanskrit tradition, there's a lot of explanation about mind, about emotion. And also, the Shiva Miki.
The objective factor of mental consciousness.
The external matters also then involve. So, quite sort of extensive explanation about particles and atoms like that. Then they consult about Mount Meru. These are now disgrace. Doesn't matter. I often used to telling that in early, I think 40 years ago, I think 50, almost I think 40 years ago, occasionally I'm sort of expressing to audience Buddha Shakyamuni came on this planet not for drawing maps. He came, you see, share his own experience, how to tackle our destructive emotion. For that reason, you see, he Four Noble Truth, you see, he taught. That's the real sort of the foundation or backbone of Buddha Dharma. So whether there is Mount Meru or not, doesn't matter. So maybe you see, some really devoted people who not adequate sort of knowledge about whole Buddhist system, then they spend, you see, years Mandela Bumsaya.
Accumulating Mandela offerings, millions,
100,000
Mandela offerings.
So maybe you see, some people may get shocked when they know there is no Mount Meru. They made a lot of effort offering that, but actually non-existence about Mount Meru, at least on this planet. Who knows? It's a different planet, limitless sort of planets, worlds. No, some may have, okay? So otherwise, you see, if you know the whole Buddhist sort of system, Buddhist structure, then these are minor. So in any way, Buddhism, in order to start practice from this present level, so we should have fuller knowledge about our mind. How to tackle our mind. And Buddha made clear the ultimate source of suffering is ignorance. This is really wonderful. And so, in order to remove ignorance, not through prayer, but through also the reasonings, through investigation. So, and investigation is extremely important. So Buddha made some kind of clarification, because in his sort of teaching, they according different sort of audience with different mental disposition, he taught using different sort of philosophical views. So therefore, his follower should utilize individual, mental intelligence, investigate. So then through investigation, you can make a distinction. A certain Buddhist teaching sort of meant for special sort of purpose. And some teaching are because of the,
definitely,
the real, because of the, I mean, explanation of the real, sort of the reality. So Buddha stated, oh my follower, bhikshus, bhikshunis, and scholars, you should accept my teaching. You should not accept my teaching out of devotion, faith, but rather through thorough investigation and experiment. So the study is very, very essential. I think last 2,000, around 500-600 years, the great sort of masters who really dedicated their whole life for Buddha Dharma. So, as a result, temples or monasteries or some cave like Ajanta, Ellora, or the cave. I think these caves can, because of that, maybe one sort of Buddhist sort of center or something. But in history, the Nalanda, of course, the Takshila, Takshashila, also very famous sort of institution. Then later, Brikamalashila, also, you see, famous. But a well-known Buddhist center, the whole this history is the Nalanda. Why? Of course, all other sort of Buddhist center really produce great practitioner and great sort of learned or scholars also there. But Nalanda, I think from Nagarjuna, that's I think about what is the one century before BC, maybe around. So then around the first century, I think Nagarjuna, where Nagarjuna came. Mm. So till 8th century, the Shantarakshita in 8th century, you see, invited by Tibetan emperor, come from Nalanda. So at least it's a few centuries, the Nalanda institution really, Kasota become learning center. So the text wrote by these Nalanda, usually I describe Nalanda professors, like Nagarjuna and Aryandeva, Buddha Palita, all these Nalanda scholars. Their writing remain next sort of several centuries till now, the real sort of text which explaining Buddha Dharma. So some others are what say they, I think thousands of different centers, different sort of monasteries or temples, certainly I think produce good sort of practitioner, but not these kind of, sort of writings there. So not much sort of the kasota. So the real service to Buddha Dharma, I think these writings made by these Nalanda scholars. So I think Nalanda institution become one of the most important sort of institution. So that shows Buddha Dharma must hold with intellectual exercise. Like that. So now we are 21st century. The proper way to preserve Buddha Dharma, knowledge. So that's very extremely important. So therefore, I always is telling Tibetan Buddhist, Chinese Buddhist, and Korean Buddhist, Vietnamese Buddhist, and Japanese Buddhist, and other Buddhist, I usually is telling, now we Buddhists should be 21st century Buddhist. That means a Buddhist faith with fuller knowledge about whole the system of the Buddha Dharma. Then your faith really becomes something kasota, sound. Religion, not like sort of fashion. A few years, you see, pick up something here. Then next, another one. In each case, little different costumes. And because of the hairstyle. Yes. And then also these days in Europe, I think what we're called, because of modern age, New age, yes. New age. Something big from here, something big from here, something big from here. Okay. After they are right, they are freedom, whatever they want, okay. But these are the genuine sort of Buddhist tradition, not that way. We must study and we must return authentic Buddhist sort of tradition. I often say, criticize, say Tibetan, some of us say Tibetan sort of way of practice. We forgot these basic sort of teaching And we just Sushruta, too much because of the emphasis. These minor things, costume, for example, hat, red hat, yellow hat, oh, kasada, 6-7, black hat. So far, no green hat. One day I may start a green hat. It also may be kasota relevant green ecology.
Ecological slogan.
So Buddha himself also, you see, clearly instructed. There is clear instruction in Vinaya. The monk, when they should plant trees. And then one monk group, you see, move another place and new monks come. They should give instruction. Continuously take care of these plantations. It Vinaya, you see, mentioned like that. And Buddha, his birth under tree, not in the palace. Then when he got enlightenment under Bodhi tree. When he passed away under Shingsala Song. What kind of tree? But it mentioned under tree he passed away. So his life started under tree. He enlightened Buddhahood under tree. Passed away under tree. So I think, so some Burmese or monk, or Thailand, I think, Thailand and Burma, some monk, you see, they put their rope on tree. So no longer, so there was a possibility to cut. It's good, isn't it? So in any way, that's rubbish thing. Now I'm too much because of that.
Too much elaboration.
So I think it's a Tibetan. Recently I was in Ladakh, there's Ladakh on some Piti area. You see, there's some local monastery. They're very, very fond, like Italian.
Flute. The Chinese flute, ritual flute.
So when I reach here, you also is using that. Although I think sound only tape record. Not necessary. I think I'm quite sure when Nalanda masters or Buddha himself, when he visits in different places, I don't think using these flute. No. With Buddhist monk, bhikshu monks or dress and really behave like good monk, then receive Buddha. Oh, this one story. Again, there is a story. When Atisha Dibamgara invited by Tibetan, then small kingdom in the western part of Tibet, already central Tibetan authority disintegrated, 9th century. So I think 11th century, Atisha Dibamgara invited by the small kingdom in the western part of Tibet. So when Atisha Dibamgara reached one Tibetan sort of border area, some Tibetan monks with horse and some different kind of costume, you see, they're rushing to receive Atisha Dibamgara. And then when Atisha Dibamgara saw, you see, these people, then he remained like this. Oh, Tibetan ghost coming. Then those Tibetan lama asked, what is wrong? Then someone, you see, explain. So then return back, and then put aside horses or these different costumes, then put kasacha with monk's robe, and then receive Atisha Dibamgara. Then he show sort of his sort of appreciation like that. So there are such history there. In spite of that, we very much fond about these different costumes, different hats, and different also the instrument. So one time, I think last year, in some area in Piti, and also Ladakh, there's some monk from some monastery. They said when I reach there, they kind of
ritual flute.
Oh, with sort of special sort of hat, very strange. Bubukushu. One small bird is a long beak. On his head is something like that. Now, you know, Bubukushu. No, not woodpecker. Not woodpecker. I don't think Australia, I think available or not, I don't know. In India, yes, that bird there. In Tibet, plenty. So you see, it is sort of sound like poop-poop-poop-ksh, like that. So you see, that monk who carried that, you see, their head looks like that bird's head. So then I teach them, oh, now your head is something very special. So like, you see, that bird's head. So instead of flu, you should make sound like pubukushi, pubukush, pubukush. So we Tibetan, and these people, I think including many Tibetan monasteries like that, elaborate. They said they are sort of worshipped, they are temples, and these flute made by gold and so on. But if you ask, what is Buddha, what is Dharma, what is Sangha? No answer. Disgrace. Again, you see, I think quite often in India, when I met some Buddhist Indian as well as Tibetan, because of the Himalayan range sort of area, traditionally Buddhist, they also used to consider themselves as because of the genuine, faithful Buddhist. When I ask, what is Buddha, what is Dharma, they often say, don't know. Then I ask, Buddha and Brahma and Vishnu, these are same or differences? They say same. So we really, I think, completely neglect about real wonderful teaching of Buddha and these masters. So just when I reach here, I ask these sort of volumes. Kishila mentioned Gunjur and Tenjur. Then immediately I ask, any work these books?
Are these textbooks, the Gunjur and Tenjur, functional or not?
So that are mistake. I often used to tell in Tibetan and some other, these 300 volumes are actually our text, not sort of because of the article worship. Of course, really worthwhile to worship, but actually these are text. We must study. And one time, Kishir London Center, new center, many years ago, once I visited there, I express now that beautiful institution should use for education center about Buddha Dharma. And at that time also, as I mentioned, the Gunjur Tenjur, these should use as a text. So now your plan, because Umanjuba and some others of the Juju Chamo,
Shantideva's text.
Some of them in danger. Real Nalanda master's writing. Then some, some text wrote by Tibetan, but certainly mainly commentary of these great texts. So it is good. So basically, I think two kasoda, I don't know, two aspects or two, I don't know.
Approaches.
Ka.
Approaches.
Approach, Mare. Tenpe tamshu namnyi di lung to tokpe tengnyi tos.
The Buddhist doctrine consists of two. The one, realizational doctrine, and that another of scriptural doctrine.
Mm-hmm. These two things. First, lung tenpe tosamche.
The first one is we should study on the textual teachings of Buddha.
Mm-hmm. So these 300 volumes and Tibetan masters or commentary, thousands of the volumes, very useful. So study that. So here is it. You didn't mention Trumda also here. Very good. Then I think among danger, like I think Trumda, the Vava Vigas, the Togibawa, Uman Nimbuta, Togibawa, the Trumda Rasha.
The essence of Madhyamika and another text, Sanskrit.
Vavavik.
Vavavik was Madhyamika text. These are very core or fundamental of those views.
So he mentioned all the non-Buddhist school of thought, different chapter, and then raise question and argument. It's like Trumda. They talk about the Yoshivistua. Don't talk about the big catch about the Nalanda Rang Kevin Zashavari. Then Korang Umeta Shevashe in the Zane, the Tanya Durang Zeshing and Shavari Mado, saw that the Shuji Aurisha. George Lurgin Dibumkara, Perlia, Shuduzane. Talking about the Shabba Mungundan Yusudua.
So,
the Yaman or sometimes. Did you never get in there? Talking about it. Uman Yimbu Sanje, Uman Yimbu Che, that didn't ever talk about Che. The Anchi Dumde Nami Chadidi, Mazu Pearl Savasu Namari, Nalinde Cabarank, that didn't say Shach. Any Umashi given Ale, Halamda, Mudibu to the Mongus, Makoni. That one sort of category, the mainly explanation. So that also we can consider that part as academic. So study for that, not only Buddhist, but even non-Buddhist or non-believer also, I think, useful to study these things. It's sharpening our mind and more sort of consider I think that the Chabachya Nivashushadra.
Power to pierce deeply through analysis will be enhanced.
So it is useful. Once our the way investigate, we need sharp mind. Sharpness as sort of, as like whenever some presentation come, you immediately sort of realize, oh, if that is true, it contradict with that, this contradict with that. That very, very helpful. My own sort of experience, I'm not study science or modern education, nothing, except those who study a little bit on this text. When we meet for discussion with scientists, they are sort of, when they sort of present their own presentation about their own sort of field, then it's really wonderful. Then I listen. Then quite often, oh, if that is the case, then what is that? What is that? If this is the sort of true, right? This is contradictory with this. That kind of finding quite often used to come. Then I ask question. Then those who scientists at the beginning, their presentation looks full confidence. Then put some questions. Then they say, oh, I have to think that way. So this is very, very helpful, academic level. And once we train that, we can use, you see, that sort of sharpness or the special sort of way of investigation that can use in some other sort of subject. Science or modern economy, and I think particularly in the law, right? Law. I think in order to become good lawyer, I think these are quite useful. Gazu dure luri da terisi dure tebe kudu de shesu yare yimba mayimba trutuna dure jana ta mayimba yimba trutuna dure jana ta sare.
When in the monastic institutions, when we first embarked on the monastic debate, at the level of preliminary debate, these are saying among the scholars that if you are trained enough in preliminary debate, the sign should be that whatever is actually true, you have to prove that to be untrue. And whatever is untrue, you have to prove that to be true. And if you are able to do so, then that's actually the good sign that you have perfected in preliminary logic.
So I think that may be useful for
lawyers.
So in any way, of course, that is not kasota. That's not right. The real logic, real purpose is to make kasota clear about the reality. That's all, right? But however, these things, I believe, you should treat as an academic subject, not a religious subject. Then second aspect, that is,
realizational teachings.
After study these sort of these points, these things, thoroughly investigate and bring some kind of conviction, then the practice. That's a lamrim. How to start this very raw mind. Emotion, how to change. This is step by step. That's the lamrim. And lojong mentioned that. So right from the beginning, touch lamrim lojong. Without knowing our final destination, final goal, then the teaching or practice of lamrim lojong, sometimes you may feel not sort of relevant, not relevant at all. Young, there was one abbot, one monastery in Kham. Kham did this another. Kham Dama. democracy rita yang de ming de chama san de kharsa chi san khonzu lu de ming de chi sa ne kaso gu khonzu lu de kharsa gung ge chou bian khonzu lu de kharsa ga ba ga ba o ga ba so me kaso lo yin ba de re there's one story in Garba area, one monastery and one abbot there. So some person, some from other area, especially came visit that monastery in order to meet their abbot. So when that guest or visitor reached that monastery, abbot not in the monastery, abbot went some other village to give some teaching to villagers. Then the abbot sort of one entourage attendant. Remain in the monastery. So the visitor asks, "I want to meet abbot. Now where's abbot?" The attendant the delivery in Kembo Pomola Shinango Gashinsu Chevre.
The abbot has actually gone out to frighten the elderly people.
Kasa, shenakuya?
No, frightened.
Oh, frightened, yes. So looks, that kind of impression can develop because, you see, in Lamrim, the hell, 16 different sort of hell. On the very right of the Buddhigaya. Deo tongzha nishun de nanme bao tezan mong si shayun na xin.
So, after 20,000 kilometers down from there...
No, not kilometer.
25?
Not kilometer. Much longer. Bakse, much longer.
So, I don't know how to translate that Tibetan word in English. Bakse.
It looks like, without knowing what is the real purpose, to remind about the suffering nature. Since there is possibility to completely sort of eliminate the ultimate source of suffering, so therefore, the Buddha taught, you should know there is suffering. That's very perfect, because there is an alternative. There is sort of Because of the alternative, right? Possibility to overcome suffering. So our usual sort of way, we don't pay much about the ultimate sort of suffering nature. That is the so long we remain slave of the ignorance. That's the ultimate sort of the kasota. That's a serious sort of suffering nature. So Buddha state, the suffering of change, suffering of kasa.
Pervasive suffering.
Oh. So unless we know that nature of suffering, then there is sort of possibility to develop interest or that ignorance can remove or not. Then third noble truth, you mentioned. Oh, there is a possibility to eliminate that ignorance. Then the enthusiasm to follow fourth noble truth path. So that's very systematic, very good. So therefore, unless you know the possibility of end of suffering, then just to think about suffering is not much meaning. Even this possibility to develop more fear, no use. The Buddhist religion, Buddhist sort of teaching, not based on fear, but based on optimism to see Buddhahood, Nirvana, Moksha, full of sort of the enthusiasm to reach there, then start the practice of Buddha Dharma. So therefore, the fuller knowledge about the whole system is very, very essential. Clear. Now I think stop here. So please study Kasoda, study seriously. And also these are the bhikshus and Kasoda, monks or nuns, since we change this robe, this dress, so our mind must change. Our special sort of goal is nirvana, not family. So our responsibility is how to reach nirvana, step by step. So Vinaya practice is the foundation. Then please pay more attention about the practice of the samadhi, shamatha, very essential. Now myself, nowadays I really feel I want to practice shamatha, but now very difficult, sufficient time. Otherwise, I really feel highly necessary. Of course, it is not nice to stay by myself. The practice of altruism, bodhicitta, I believe I have some experience. Then understanding about shunyata, also I have some understanding. But now, due to lack of shamatha, no further progress. So shamatha is very, very important. Although shamatha itself common, Buddhist, non-Buddhist. But without that, difficult to go further, like that. In Panchaparamita Sutra and Heart Sutra mention, gade, paragade, parasamgade, buddhi saha, you know. No? So that means our first level of our mental state. Gade means go, further, advance. Gade solam.
The first gade should be considered like the path of accumulation.
Mm-hmm. Then second gade, cholam.
The path of preparation.
So in order to reach this second level, unless we fully qualified shamatha, impossible to reach there. Then parasangade, go beyond.
The part of insight.
No. Then further, of course, the first time of experience, elimination, complete elimination of some of the defect. Then further, gade, parangade, parasangade.
The part of meditation.
Finally, buddhisaha. That's Buddhahood. So, gade, parangade, parasamgade, buddhisaha. So, that really something like map. Reach that way. So, I jokingly was telling people, that gade para go beyond, you see, that also physical level. That is when from birth, then infant survey.
Infant,
then eventually reach because of the childhood or teenage. Then youth. Then experienced sort of how's it a young man. Then eventually, gade, parangade, parasangade means old, full of experience. Then bodhisattva, as the kasa, thudul kasa,
cemetery.
Oh, cemetery. when this body reaches cemetery, that's bodhisattva. So that kind of step by step, without effort, automatically go there. So usually our final destination on that level is the cemetery, is our final sort of destination. So now mental level, gade, go further, go, the final destination is Buddhahood. Okay. Good. Thank you. 가져올다. 가. 가져올다.
메데.
다 되게 느린 말이다. 단 지금 다 되는 지금. I think. 가. 오케이. 되셔.
고.
가.
그
중요해.
많이.
그래. 무슨 많이? What is this?
Then Maureen Walsh, director of Chenrezig, will make offerings on behalf 가. Of the Sangha and members of Chenrezig Institute.
So this is donation for your center.
And Venerable Lozen Sutram, chair of the management committee, will also make.
Do not take any sort of offering. Good. 다디안 밖에. 네, 가다시. 너야, 도대체.
So, I'm offering from Chenrezig Institute. And, this is a prayer that Lama Zobri Rinpoche has written for the people of Tibet to bring them.
Thank you. Very good. What is that book? Karate? Gazam Sungbun, Chultishu. Okay. That I will take. So I remember very clearly when the brother of today is later to brother that Kasoda. I mean, now both gone. Today Ishila and his brother. I think his brother, you see, I think taking care of the Janus institution. This one or another, I don't know. So the Lauda. As Australia lives today. 콩도와 좀 잘라서 쳐야지. 제네스 가봐도 제네스 레슨 했어. 어디다 넣었어? 저사가 책도 캐서 심시도.
When he we were here in Australia once, and he was quite frantically speaking and asking where is Genesee?
There are some sort of what is the his sort of sender. You see, a representative of his sender. You see, came to see me. So then he shouted. Where is Genesee? Whether Genesee already come or not, he mentioned like that. So sound looks very strange.
Thank you.
So that's all. See you again.